Now, another great initiative that we're going to be talking about with our next guest, Ryan Jeffries. Thanks for coming in, firstly.
Thank you.
It's an actual pleasure, a real pleasure to have you in here, because we're going to be talking something very interesting. But you are the senior curator at Science Gallery, and we're going to be talking about something called night art. But first, let's go back into your history a little bit. Let's go back to the start. Where the heck did you get your start in the creative industries?
Well, I guess I have quite a mixed past, and it definitely involves both arts and science, and that certainly is a passion of mine.
So
and
what I guess, came first?
Which came first? It was actually a combination of both, right. And it was very hard for me to decide of what direction to go in, of whether I'd take the science or the arts. And growing up, it was definitely a time when you really had to decide. It wasn't an option to do both, and I'm really glad that things are changing. But it really began perhaps when I was quite young, and at the age of 14, I learnt taxidermy. So the perfect collision of arts and science. Right. And I was at the West Australian Museum working with the expert staff there, and they taught me then as a 14-year-old how to preserve and mount a dead animal.
How interesting. So taxidermy, it's, you know, a bit of a niche thing. How did you get involved with it to begin with? Did someone approach you, or did you already have that knowledge and something that you wanted to do?
I think it was just an innate interest, and it really stemmed from my interest in biology. And that's where my career kind of stemmed into more traditional science. And so I then studied biomedical science and then went on to do a PhD looking specifically at blood-borne diseases. So I was looking at parasitic diseases and early on diseases that were transmitted by ticks. And then I moved to the UK and was researching a parasite called Angiostrongylus, and it was a parasite that's transmitted by slugs and snails. And so a lot of people think, well, am I going to catch it without eating a slug or snail? But then you realize there's really tiny ones that can sit on your lettuce, and it made me very paranoid about washing my lettuce after that.
So was it a case of you were just sort of looking after yourself in that way? You wanted to do more research to really get to the stem of the problem, really?
Quite possibly. So then I had a lot of other interest and wanted to really revisit this idea of arts and science. And so after doing a postdoc, I left research and then entered the museum world. And for the past 4 years, I've been curator of the Anatomy and Pathology Museum at the University of Melbourne, and then only recently have started as creative director for Science Gallery Melbourne, which is very exciting.
And so did you have to kind of marry those worlds at all, or was it a natural progression to move from the science then into the curatorial?
It was actually a big jump, and perhaps quite psychologically for me. And I guess society has created this kind of division between the arts and science. And to me, it's very culturally constructed, and there's so many similarities between the two. So leaving science, I then studied more in kind of design communication, multimedia design, and that really led me into the museum sector and doing a lot of volunteer work early on.
And so tell us a little bit about your role at the moment. You know, I actually asked Gordon from Melbourne Museum what a normal day is. Is there a normal day for you in your role?
there certainly isn't. It's such a diverse role. And I might just give you a little background just around Science Gallery, because many people may not have heard of Science Gallery before. But it's a new gallery that's going to be opening up here in Melbourne in 2020, and it's going to be at the Old Women's Hospital site. So that whole site is being redeveloped as an innovation precinct, and right on the corner will be the new Science Gallery. And Science Gallery really is around this idea of a collision of arts and science. So it's promoting science and technology to young adults through really creative and innovative ways. And it's a model that really began in Dublin in 2008 and was linked with Trinity College. And then given the success, they were able to engage thousands and thousands of young adults, really a target market of 15 to 25-year-olds, that there was interest in creating a global network of these galleries. So,
And trying to reach that audience, what were they hoping to achieve with that connection? You know, what were they hoping the audience would then take away from the experience?
I guess there's still this perception that science and technology isn't really cool. And particularly then here in Australia, the statistics are pretty bad with young people, even at high school, then studying science-related disciplines. So it's a way of really engaging with that young target audience and really going, science and technology is actually really cool and exciting, and majority of the jobs of the future are really going to be in those disciplines. So it's getting people excited. It's colliding different disciplines together and kind of preparing people for a bit of an uncertain future in a way.
Well, yeah, I was just wondering if it's a bit of a consolidation of two sectors that have been really kind of let down in the past decade or so, whether it be with funding or even just, I guess, being part of the social vernacular, right? Mm. So is that kind of a way of joining forces somewhat?
I think so, definitely. And I think Australia is such a sporting nation, and it really is then the arts and science that we can really promote more and make far more popular.
Sounds good. And, you know, what will that do, though, to actually sort of have people talking about art and science in the same sentence then, from your perspective anyway?
So it's an opportunity to, I guess, be more innovative. When you bring people from those different disciplines together, you get some really exciting outcomes. And you mentioned before about kind of the day-to-day role with Science Gallery. And it really is that the day-to-day is you meet these amazing people, amazing scientists and artists, and you're really bringing them together for the first time and seeing these sparks of ideas emerge from those discussions, and then developing an artwork or a specific interactive work that people can be engaged by. It's really exciting.
Now, one artist that you have sort of worked with and couldn't be here today, unfortunately, is an overseas gent, but Jordan Eagles, an exhibition called Illumination. So tell me a little bit about that and how that's kind of come into your world.
Definitely. Well, I'll just take one step back and just say that our very first program for Science Gallery Melbourne will be an exhibition around the theme of blood. It will be a pop-up exhibition in the lead-up to the formal gallery opening in 2020. And so blood is an amazing theme to begin with because it is so polarizing. I guess it's so important in terms of keeping us alive, but people feel so uncomfortable by blood. So it's really our taglines attract and repel, and we're really exploring that. So we'll have an exhibition and then alongside that a public program. And one of the public programs very early on in the season is a collaboration with Night Art. So it's an exclusive for Night Art. So for Thursday, the 27th of July, there'll be all sorts of activities happening around the city and then also on the University of Melbourne campus. And that's where Illuminations comes into play. And we're really excited to be working with New York artist Jordan Eagles. And yes, as you say, unfortunately, he can't be here. We weren't able to fly him out. But it really will be a fascinating event. Jordan works a lot with real blood and has developed a work around blood equality. And the real basis of this, and one that we got interested in from a Science Gallery perspective, is that there are still a cohort of the population who cannot donate blood. And I guess it's quite relevant to many of your listeners in terms of these regulations around men who have sex with other men who must then be celibate for a full year before being able to donate blood. So this regulation exists in the US and also in the UK and here in Australia. So Jordan's been very passionate about this issue and really wanting to change it, and has this tagline, science over stigma. And that's really important for us in terms of going, Science Gallery is about pushing the boundaries in many ways and opening up a discussion. And this is a great opportunity to do so. We certainly don't have all of the answers, but I think it's an important discussion to be having.
And what are some of the discussions that you want to come out from this exhibition in particular, Illuminations?
I guess more broadly for the whole Blood exhibition, we're really tapping into six key sub-themes, and a few of those link directly to Jordan's work, Illuminations. And they are taboo, stigma, identity, health, giving, and future. So, of course, giving blood is so important, and particularly then from a scientific point of view in saving people's lives, and there are blood shortages. So we're certainly exploring that idea. We'll be encouraging people to have their blood type tested during the season, and fewer younger people know their blood type and indeed are donating blood. So that is part of that discussion. But beyond that, it really is around this stigmatization and separating people because of different identities. And I might just give a little quote here from Jordan, because I think it really sums up that stigma. And he says here, we are all red underneath, regardless of our various skin colours, nationalities, religious beliefs, political affiliations, sexual orientations, and gender identities. And that's really what Jordan's work is about, of kind of going, let's look at this from a scientific and objective point of view, rather than perhaps a stigmatized cultural point of view.
So I can only imagine from your point of view, you know, your love of science and art, getting to sort of look over and kind of nurture this baby, if you will. You know, what does it feel like from your perspective to kind of be involved with something like this?
It's been an amazing journey, because it is a first here for Melbourne, and it has been so experimental. And the thing with the Science Gallery shows is that they won't be entirely polished. They won't be this traditional art gallery exhibition or traditional museum exhibition. We are about the experimentation. It's really crucial for science in terms of being experimental, but it's also a great way to promote innovation in doing so. So when people come in, we want them to be really interactive with the works, and a lot of the works you'll be able to touch and explore and become part of the artwork itself. So for Jordan Eagle's Illuminations, we'll be illuminating all of the old quad within the university, and this is illuminating with the blood of gay men who haven't been able to donate blood from New York. And Jordan uses old school overhead projectors and then resident embedded plates that have the blood within. And the blood is from quite a diverse group of people, ranging from a 19-year-old openly gay priest in New York through to an identical gay twin who's straight brother is able to donate and he isn't, and then also a bisexual father of two. So really diverse people who have contributed their blood to this. And then people will be encouraged to stand in front of the illuminations to allow their body to be immersed in these quite beautiful projections and take a selfie. And Jordan calls these blood selfies, and the idea is that people will then be posting the blood selfies online through social media and really through Jordan's Blood Equality website as well, showing their support for this.
Well, there's some great shots if people sort of need any inspiration. They're already up online. So where can people get more information about, I guess, everything that you're doing, really?
So certainly there's the Science Gallery website is up, and we have just recently launched the Blood website itself, so there's specific details there. And then also the Night Art website is live and has all of the programming details beyond just Jordan's illuminations. There's some other activities happening on the university campus with some of the other museums and galleries and other galleries throughout the CBD as well.
There's a lot going on, and that is Night, N-I-T-E, Night Art 2017. So look up all of that. But tell me a little bit more about the process of between now and the full launch. How much work is there still to be done, dare I ask?
Well, there's a lot, and I guess there will be some exciting announcements in the future around the new building that we will be building. But in the lead up to that, we will be doing an exhibition season each year.
Oh, fantastic.
And so Blood will be the first, and then there'll be two more. And it might be interesting for people to know a little bit more about our process, because again, it's quite non-traditional of how we pull together exhibitions and seasons and programs. We have quite a democratic process, and it really is around this idea. We have a Leonardo group, and very much in the tradition Leonardo da Vinci, of the true father of arts and science. We have key movers and shakers within the arts and science world, our business and tech, who come together twice a year and decide our themes. And it really is, what are relevant themes to young adults, and particularly forward thinking? And once the theme is decided, then we go through an open call process. So, for example, for Blood, we then just called out basically to the world and encouraged people to submit ideas around the sub-themes that we had picked.
And so the best wins, whether they're from New York or from Sunbury.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, exactly. That. And we actually went through this open call process for Blood with our colleagues in Science Gallery London. So another node, and that was a first for the network. So it was really fun. Lots of late night calls with our colleagues in London. And elements of our Blood program will actually be simultaneously happening in London as well. And Jordan Eagle's Illuminations is one of those. So they'll be also doing Blood Equality and lighting up various parts of London with the Blood projections.
Incredible. So, you know, it sounds like you've got that sort of that global scope, really. Is that something that you just want to keep running towards, basically, and making it sort of putting it on the map, really?
Yes, there's so many interesting opportunities with this idea of a global network, because there will be touring exhibitions, but more from this point of view, collaboration. And so there will be other galleries opening up soon in Bangalore in India, another in Venice, and there will also be a pop-up in Detroit in the US. So suddenly there's this opportunity to do some really exciting things. So, for example, to collaborate with the gallery in Bangalore, we could come up with something really interesting that then the exhibition is here in Melbourne and then goes to Bangalore as well.
That sounds incredible. Now, once again, Ryan Jeffries, how can people get more information about the Blood exhibition and what you're doing at Science Gallery going forward?
Going forward, well, I certainly encourage people to sign up to our various social media. We have Facebook, Instagram, we're on Twitter. So there's some nice gory pictures of Blood up at the moment. Our beautiful hero image is a big squashed mosquito by South Korean artist Jipil Jung, and certainly look out for that. It will be on billboards around the city very soon.
Great. And that website specifically, is it Science Gallery or is it Blood?
Yeah, it's melbourne.sciencegallery.com.
Perfect. Well, look that up, Joy listeners. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you about the bloody good work you're doing. Ryan Jeffries, Senior Curator at Science Gallery. Can't wait to see what you have going forward, but check out Night Art and everything that's going on very soon. Thursday, the 27th of July, 6 p.m. till late at the University of Melbourne Old Quad. Thanks for joining us today, and I'm sure we'll see you again soon.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
You're on Sunday Arts Magazine. It is Joy 94.9.